إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, we are on the آيات of سورة الروم, where Allah سبحانه وتعالى said, ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون. And we mentioned the issues of marriage as being a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the importance of sukoon or tranquility in the marriage. Today I want to talk about the second word that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used out of the three words sukoon, mawadda and rahmah. The second word is mawadda, which is love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we have placed love between the spouses. What is love? Love is not physical attraction. Love is something which is far more than physical attraction. Love is the outcome of respect, of genuine respect for the spouse. Out of this respect comes love. You cannot love somebody you don't respect. That's logic. You can't hold somebody in contempt and still love them. That's not possible. You can love somebody who you respect or you don't love them. So love is the outcome of respect. Respect comes out of knowledge. So you respect only those who you know something about. And that's the reason why in a marriage relationship, it is important to get to know your spouse. Getting to know means to spend time with them. Is to take interest in what they do. Is to understand what they do. Is to understand their own fears and apprehensions, their own hopes and aspirations. To understand what purpose they want to achieve in life and to be in sync with that. It is not necessary that you should also be equally interested in that, but you should definitely know that. And based on that, you will develop respect for the person, and based on the respect, you develop love for the person. The more you respect the individual, the more you love the individual, and you will respect the individual only if you know about them. And this knowing is an outcome of spending time with them. One of the fallouts of our frenetic lifestyles is that the amount of time we spend with our spouses is very limited. Because first of all, most of us have very long working hours, so we are out of the house most of the time. And then when we meet, you are not at your best, you have just come back from wherever you were, and sometimes both the spouses work, so both of them are exhausted. So the time that you spend together is really much more transactional, in the sense of make the food, eat the food, go to sleep. There is no quality time of spending time together and just sitting and thinking and reflecting and mutually enjoying something. Sometimes we try to make up for that by holidays, but most of our holidays are also like some regimentation. There's one, get up in the morning, 6 o'clock, go here, do that. I mean, where is the holiday in that? So therefore, we have to find this time. We have to make this time to spend with our spouses. Some of us also have, on top of hectic official lives, we also have hectic social lives. So when you come back home, now you are running off to this wedding or that wedding or, this club or that club. So seriously, if you are interested in your marriage, then you have to take time out to spend time with each other and spend quality time with each other. Right. Hopping from restaurant to restaurant, club to club, cinema to cinema is not quality time. It has to be time the two together, talking about things which are of mutual interest, talking about each other. If you seriously ask, sometimes you ask in a marriage and say, well, how well do you know your spouse? I'm not talking about doing a complete investigation on them by saying how well. I mean, in terms of emotions, in terms of people's, what is it that excites them? What is it that they feel good about, bad about? What is their ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is their understanding of the religion? All of these things, and I am not making an exhaustive list of it, but I am saying all of these things are things that one must know. And only then can one have a relationship with a spouse, which is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends when He said, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً, that we put mawadda and love between them. Seriously, ask yourself, I sometimes ask people the same question with their children also. I said, when was the last time you had a conversation with your child? Go get this, go get that is not conversation, right? So when was the last time you had a conversation with your child? When was the last time you had a conversation with your wife or your husband? Proper conversation. I'm not talking about transactional stuff. I'm talking about a conversation where you are sharing what is in your heart. When was this? I mean, do you do that on a regular basis? You forgot the last time you did it, or maybe you never did it. Allah knows. I'm not saying everybody is the same boat. They are not. There are people who have these conversations, alhamdulillah, but not that many do. And that's the reason why, marriages don't, even if they don't fall apart, I mean, it's not as if every marriage has to end in a divorce. But there is no life in this marriage. I mean, it's just two people living together in the same house. So there has to be a difference between living in a, you know, are you two guests in the same hotel, or are you two people who are married to each other? Is there a difference? So, sometimes it becomes so crazy that, you know, you even come at different times and go at different times. There is not even, I sometimes say, even have at least one meal time where you all sit together as a family and have a meal. Not only husband, but also the children. Sometimes today we have lifestyles where if you put cameras and all that, it looks like as if you are living in a hotel. You know, everyone comes at their own time. They grab something from the fridge, or if their servants are there, they put some food on the table. You eat and you go. You really don't even know when you come and go. We think that we are living a great life and whatnot, and because we have reduced everything to material stuff. Yeah? So, love means to give presents. Love, definitely, as part of love, you do give gifts. But love is not material, throwing money at people, at children, at your wife, at your husband, giving gifts on this day and that day. This is not love. This is not love. Love is something that the heart connects with the heart. Love is when you stand in the night and you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving you a spouse who is a means of happiness for you. Love is when you stand in the night and you make dua for your spouse, for your husband, for your wife. Now, that's why I always tell people, this is the greatest wealth that Allah has given you, that He has given you a spouse, has given you a husband or given you a wife, who is connected with Him, Jalla Jalalu, and who makes dua for you. There's no greater value than this. And similarly with children. If Allah has given you children who are doing this for you, or making dua for you, Allah, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, Allah has given me children who make dua for me. And that's also the reason why I tell people, don't get into trouble. I mean, when they have conflicts, marital conflicts, I tell people, don't trouble your spouse, because the same hands which rise for you can rise against you. Don't do that. Yeah, don't get into that situation. Don't trouble them to such an extent that they have to make dua against you. So seriously, we have to ask this question and say, what is this love? So very importantly, as I said, comes out of respect. Respect comes out of knowledge. Knowledge comes out of spending time together. So very important, not just on holidays or this and that, on a daily basis. By all means, go and have a holiday, but the time spent together has to be on a daily basis. Where you take time off, and time spent together again is not sitting, both of you sitting in together in front of the television. No, time together means time together. There is no third party. There is no television. There is no phone. There is no this. There is no that. You are sitting with your wife or and your husband. The two of them sit together, talking, having a conversation. Love also comes out of showing appreciation, out of thanking. How many of us, we live in homes, alhamdulillah. When you go home, at lunchtime you get lunch, at breakfast time you get breakfast, at dinner time you get dinner, you get the kind of food you like to eat, it is nice and hot, or it's, whatever it can be. How many of us take the trouble to thank our spouses for making that meal? Even if we have servants, and most of us have servants, so the meal is, your spouse may not have cooked the meal, but obviously because of her interest in it, she takes some interest, she talks to the servant, she gets it done. So how many of us thank that? How many of us come home and you find that your house is beautiful, it is nicely decorated, it is clean, it is neat. You go into the bedroom, it doesn't look like a storm hit it. The bed is made, things are done, and you do not do this. And you also know that there is no jinn who is coming and doing it. So, who is doing it? So, how many of us thank our wives to say that, alhamdulillah, jazakallahu khairan for creating this beautiful environment in my house, that I come home, I feel nice in my house. I don't like to go out anywhere, because this house is so well run and so well done. How many of us do that? We have to do this. If you are not even thank, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said very clearly, he said, the one who does not thank the people has not thanked Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned them, وَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٍ. Allah said, the one who is ungrateful to me, let him beware that my punishment is very severe. So very important for us to be to show appreciation, to thank. Don't say, nay, but you know, after all, doesn't she know? Doesn't Allah know? If Allah said, وَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَزِدَنَّكُمْ, the one who thanks me, I will increase his bounty. Is he saying that because he doesn't know whether you are thankful or not? Thanking is about you. It's about your sharafat. It's about your nobility. It's about your consideration that you thank somebody for what they have done. It's not a question of whether they know or they don't know. This is what you need to do. So the wife needs to thank the husband. How many wives thank the husbands for going out and working every day? Maybe working in a job they really don't even want to do. But they go and they do it because they have a sense of responsibility. I must come home, I must bring, I must provide for my family. I must provide for their needs, I must provide for their desires. And so therefore, the man goes out every day and he comes back in the evening, he is tired, he is exhausted. Who is he doing it for? He is doing it for his family. How many wives thank their husbands for this? Seriously, these are things that we have to question ourselves and say, how is it that I am living with this man? He's going every day and he's doing all of this. And I never once said, thank you very much, Jazakallahu khairan. You know, we are so grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he gave us a husband like you, or he gave us a father like you. I'm saying with the children also. We don't do that. We don't bother. I mean, yeah, he's supposed to go. The day he drops dead, then you realize. Then you realize what's the value of that husband who used to go and do all this work for you. Even when he drops dead, the poor man would have made all kinds of arrangements and trusts and this and that, so that your lifestyle is not affected. Eh? But you never thanked him once. So this is on both sides. The husbands must thank their wives for the environment and so on that they provide them, and for all the comfort that they provide. And the wives must thank their husbands for taking the trouble and working and doing all of this which they do. So thankfulness and appreciation is very much part of the means of creating love. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said is one of the blessings that he gave us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our marriages a means of great blessing and a means of thanking him Jalla Jalaluhu, and to fulfill our needs and our desires in a way that suits him and pleases him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.